People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, about ready to get the second half underway. It's a one-point lead for Mountain Home, 29-28 at the break. Two more games still to go here. We heard Coach Fulcher talking about that. The boys' championship coming up at 4:30. It'll be Watson Chapel and Paragould. And, boy, that girls' title game should be a good one. Class 1A Norfolk against Class 7A North Little Rock. It will be a good one. And I tell you what, Norfolk brought the fans last night. It was an incredible atmosphere here at Bomber Gymnasium, and they'll have a ton of folks here tonight. Hope you can come out and watch that one. It starts at 6 this evening, Norfolk and North Little Rock girls in the championship game. It'll be Mountain Home with the basketball as we get the second half underway. Right side, into the corner it goes. Looking for Penn, trying to post up. Husky throws it near midcourt and saved before it goes backcourt by Walker. Now a high pass is going to sail out of bounds. The Mountain Home will turn this one over. Four turnovers by the Lady Bombers. .723 left in the third. Mountain Home leads it by one. On the right side for Farmington, it's Roach driving to the baseline, leans in, shot good, and a foul. And Farmington has retaken the lead with that bucket. Alexis Roach. Roach will try to complete the three-point play. The foul is on Walker. That's her third. Free throw is good. 8 points for Roach on the evening. 30-29. Farmington with the lead and the jump ball in the backcourt. Should be 31-29. They never added the free throw to the scoreboard. Farmington with the basketball on the sideline right in front of their bench. 7 minutes left, third quarter, a two-point lead for the Lady Cardinals. Pence in the corner. Lady Bombers did a good job to get there quickly when she caught it. She's their version of Hannah Pfeiffer. As soon as she catches it, you better be better be ready to guard her. She's going to put it up. Great shooter, just like Hannah. Into the paint, the drive and layup is going to be missed by Roach. It's Penn with the rebound underneath. Mountain Home on the offensive end with 6:24 left in the third. It's Husky in the corner. Tabor along the baseline. Gives it to Penn. In the paint. Shot is good by Kyra Penn. She has 6 points off the bench this afternoon. We are tied at 31. Van Zant works right wing now for Farmington. Between the circles, Tidwell into the paint. Kicks it back to Pence. Her three, good. Wow. She has 14 points in the ballgame. That's her fourth three. 34-31. Lady Cardinals on top. And we've got an offensive foul. Called against Mally Tabor. That's going to be her third foul. Second foul this half against Mountain Home. Penn out. Foreman will check in. Van Zant works out top now for the Lady Cardinals. Farmington by three with the ball, 34-31. Top of the key is Jernigan. Here's Pence, a three. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound, Jernigan keeps it alive for the Lady Cardinals. That's her fourth rebound. They look for Pence, left block, shot no. Rebound, this is Husky with it. Up ahead, Pfeiffer moves left, fires a three, it won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Roach. Left side, top of the key, Roach now on the offensive end for Farmington, 4:39 left in the third. Tidwell pops out on the right wing. Roach, now Van Zant, now Pence. Lady Bombers continue to play the man-to-man. In the corner, Van Zant. She'll drive in, draws a foul. She'll head to the free throw line. Fouls on Emma Martin, her second. Team foul number three against the Lady Bombers in this second half. Van Zant at the line. First one is good. Tabor out. Walker back in now for Mountain Home. Second free throw is good by Van Zant. Back. 36-31. Farmington with the lead. Ball knocked away in the backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds. That's going to be Farmington basketball. Bloody Bombers turn it over. They've had a little trouble with this press tonight. Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. 4:12 left in the third. 36-31, Farmington. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
.412 left of this third quarter. It's a 5-point lead for Farmington. Lady Cardinals with the basketball. In the paint, the floater by Van Zant won't go. Gets her own rebound. Gives it up along the baseline to Tidwell, and she will score. 38-31. A 10-2 run to open this third quarter by the Lady Cardinals. Pfeiffer up ahead to Foreman. The ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. And it will stay with Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will inbound under their basket right side. .336 left in the third. Foreman in the paint. And a jump ball. Arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will keep it. They're talking about who should have the possession. So Mountain Home has the possession under their basket. Right baseline. Here's Martin out top. Feeds it to Penn in the paint. Nothing there. Kicks it back out. Martin the three. Knocks it in. And a foul. And a chance for a three-point play. Tidwell with the foul. That's her third. Oh, they're going to call it after the shot. So it's going to be Mountain Home basketball. That counts as a turnover against Farmington. So Martin with the three, and they call it after the shot. So the Lady Bombers have the basketball again. Martin another three. This one is short, and the rebound by Pence. Jernigan working the right side. 3:10 left in the third quarter. 4-point Farmington lead. Van Zandt to Pence in the paint. 4-foot floater won't go. Rebound out of bounds off Farmington. Mountain Home basketball. Three minutes exactly left in this third quarter. Penn double team gives it to Pfeiffer. Her pass is picked off. Van Zandt to Pence. Pence will score. And again, Mountain Home having trouble with some pressure in the backcourt. Penn across the timeline to Martin. Martin up the left side. Her four-foot floater is good. Six, make it five for Martin on the afternoon. Ball knocked away out top by Husky. Cannot come up with the steal. Tidwell has it. Van Zandt right side. Three is good. Wow. 9 points for Van Zandt. 43-36. It's Farmington. A steal by Farmington. Layup is missed. Tidwell gets it back and scores. And another turnover by Mountain Home. Struggling against the full court pressure. 2:07 left in the third. It's 45-36 Farmington. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Mountain Home will inbound the basketball, working against the pressure, and they'll turn it over again. That's three in a row. Nine turnovers in the ball game. Farmington gets the basketball back, leading by nine. Van Zandt crosses over, spins in the paint, shot good, and a foul. This is going to go against Husky. That's her second. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. The free throw is missed by Van Zandt. And a foul on the rebound. No, it's just out of bounds, but it's off Mountain Home. It's going to be Farmington basketball. Foreman in, Husky out, Penn comes out as well. Tabor came back on the floor. 1:57 left in the third, an 11-point Farmington lead. Tidwell along the baseline. Late whistle and a foul. It was Roach, actually. Late whistle and a foul. Roach will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Foreman. That's her second. The team's fifth. First free throw by Roach is missed. She has 8 points on the evening. Misses the second one as well. And Martin has the rebound for Mountain Home. This is a 19-7 run by the Lady Cardinals in this third quarter. Tabor picks up the dribble, finds Foreman, double team, kicks it out. Pfeiffer, right side three, will not go. Rebound, Farmington. That's Van Zandt with it. The outlet to Pence, kicks it over to Jernigan. Offensive foul, Martin takes the charge. Jernigan's second offensive foul of the evening. Her third foul overall, second team foul this half. Pfeiffer out, Husky in for Mountain Home. 1:16 left in this third quarter. 47-36. Farmington with the lead. Mountain Home again working against the full court pressure. Husky throws it out of bounds. 10 turnovers by Mountain Home. 65 seconds left in this third quarter. Pence works out top now for the Lady Cardinals. Left side, top of the key, ball. Into the corner, Parsley. Entry passes knocked away. Riley Walker with good post defense on the front side that time and knocked it away. Penn will check in now for Mountain Home. Foreman comes out. 51 seconds left in the third. It's an 11-point lead for the Lady Cardinals of Farmington. Inbounds pass comes in to Roach. Her shot partially blocked. Riley Walker with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Husky. A three will not go. Husky, the offensive rebound, drives into the paint and scores. Husky. 7 points for Husky on the afternoon. At the other end, ball knocked loose. We got a whistle and a timeout is going to be given to Farmington. Mount Home fans didn't think that Farmington had the possession when it was called, but they give it to him. So a timeout on the floor. The 29 seconds left, third quarter. Farmington leads at 47-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
25 seconds left in this third quarter. Mountain Home down by 9. Farmington with the basketball, playing for the final shot of this third quarter. Ball out top, it's Roach. Pence left side, top of the key. Van Zandt comes to get it. 6 on the clock. Van Zandt into the paint. Shot no. Gets her own rebound. The follow will not go. Cleared out by Penn. And the quarter will come to an end. 47-38, Farmington leads it as we head to the final period. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.